Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
And we welcome you back, hour number two of our get-together here for a Thursday. Coming up at 5 o'clock, you'll get nothing but an hour of commercial-free Padre Talk, our weekly Padre Roundtable, hosted by Ben Higgins, and including myself and Scraby over there, and Woodsy, Braden Surprenant. And we broke it down. Padres tomorrow will play their 81st game of the season, officially reaching the halfway point. So that's coming up. We're going to do our daily gambit here in a second. Take a look at some games and some results. But I thought it's interesting, Tony. This whole thing now that is going on, we're going to talk more in depth about this. But the thing that's happening in the NFL that has been broken open by our friend, not our friend, but
let's not give him that much credit.
No.
Pablo Torre?
Yeah, whose friend is he? Oh, Bill Belichick's friend, Pablo Torre.
No, I think Bill Belichick absolutely hates him.
I'm sure he does. But Pablo Torre and
by the way, Pablo's kind of calmed down on that whole story.
Right, he has, because, he backed out from that one. Yeah, didn't work out.
He realized
too well.
There wasn't a story there.
Yeah, it wasn't quite as salacious as he wanted it to be.
No, but he may have made up for it here with this one.
I think he might have.
And he and Mike Florio, they have obtained some documents that are quite damning to the National Football League ownership. And it has to do with collusion. Scraby and I discussed it for a little bit the other day, but I want to get a little more into it. And I think here's the most interesting thing to me, Tony, when we talk about this. A, pretty obvious if you go through these documents that the owners have been engaging in collusion.
Right.
But the other part that I thought was interesting is B, the players' union knows it and has seen it and hasn't done anything about it. So why is that? Like, you would think that the union would be, hey, we caught you, man. Your hand's in the cookie jar. Here's the evidence. You're colluding.
It's because they didn't write the right language in the contract.
Well,
they said that they would have the burden to prove that the NFL was colluding. The NFLPA had to prove to everyone. They had to supply the evidence.
So you're saying that the union, we'll talk about it a little more in a little bit, but you're saying that the union has tried to do something about it and has not been successful.
The only reason, from what I'm reading, because I'm really into this story for some reason, the only reason
where did
that
the actual story come from? I just saw the highlight, the video. Is the story attached to that?
You just type in NFLPA, you'll find a million stories about it. But NFL, the
when did this break, by the way?
2 days ago?
Okay.
Maybe yesterday. We read Dean Spanos' text messages to Michael Bidwell yesterday.
Oh, boy. Those were damning.
When Michael Bidwell said, thanks, Dino,
called him
really
Dino.
Bothered me.
Yeah, his buddy Dino.
Yeah, but the NFL, the reason that they lost this from a lot of the experts out there is because of the language the NFLPA put into it. There's like one word in this contract that is like they have to provide evidence. Without we'll get it later. But yes, the reason they lost is because of the language.
Okay, well, whether they won or lost on the union side,
according to the pundits on
the experts,
Okay,
they're basically saying the NFL that we did find out that they were colluding together, but we can't really.
Yeah,
we don't have a smoking gun.
Well, it's neither here nor there because the fact is the man. Now we all know that the ownership is slimier than maybe we even thought. So we'll get into that. But here's the other one. Now The World Series of Poker may have had collusion as well in the final event, which was played earlier this week. So we'll talk about that also. Here's the thing. The gambling world, whether we tell you to stay away from it or not, right. It just dominates. It just dominates everywhere. So that's why we continue to do the gambit.
Do you like money?
I think about money a lot.
Do you like money without doing anything?
Winning.
Do you want to make money while watching sports?
I think Washington is a mortal lock.
Washington! Woohoo!
If you answered yes, this is your segment. Just don't blame us when you lose.
Well, nothing is ever your fault.
It's your game. Take it.
Gwen and Chris go through the top bets of the day in The Daily Gambit on 97.3 The Fan.
Daily Gambit is our daily sports betting segment here on Gwen and Chris. Please, everybody, gamble responsibly. Also, there's people in California that are trying to get rid of daily fantasy sports here in California. And, of course, the other guys on the other side are like, hey, wait. You can't get rid of that. Then you're going to have to get rid of scratchers and lotto. Because daily fantasy, they say, is a game of chance. Because you're choosing which players have the best days.
Well, you can't get rid of the lottery because all the money goes to the schools, doesn't it?
Oh, yes. I've seen so
that's
much
how it was promoted. That's how it was promoted back in the day.
Yes,
vote for
is.
The lottery. We're going to give all of the excess money to the schools. Yeah, it's really happened.
You know what's funny is that going back to the NFL thing, like, do you remember right after Watson got the fully guaranteed deal?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then, like, there were a bunch of quarterbacks on the market at the same time. Jackson was one of them.
Kyler Murray.
No one even offered Lamar Jackson a contract.
That's
like,
right.
Didn't even.
It's pretty obvious what was going on.
It's pretty obvious what is happening right at that point.
I mean, Michael Bidwell said it in his text. If Cleveland didn't do what they did, we wouldn't be in this situation.
100%. And you know they're mad at Haslam. You know they are all pissed at him. They're holding it over him, I'm sure. And that's the difference between what, because baseball once won, but the MLBPA once won a case.
Yes, they did.
They were able to prove, because I think they're all, regardless of the sport, it's all the same laws that they're under in terms of how they have to conduct business, right?
Yeah, that's the law in this country. Yeah. You cannot work with another business to set the price, to set the, you know.
Yes. Yeah.
You have to work individually from, you know, each other, independently.
And the MLB was able to prove that teams were colluding and a bunch of people got extra money because, or the money that they were supposed to get.
Yeah.
And so, you know, maybe the NFLPA is going to have to figure out a way to be able to prove it. Because you could almost, even as they were being, what is the word, when they're
investigated?
No, when they're on the stand, they're being
interrogated.
Interrogated?
Yeah, something
deposed?
Along those lines. Deposed. When they were being deposed,
okay.
It was almost, when you read the quotes, it's almost smug. Like, of course, we knew, or such a, we didn't ever act on those type of. It was about the memo, Roger Goodell's memo, when he sent it out and was like, hey, we want basically encouraging them to stay away from fully guaranteed contracts.
Yeah.
And they had to admit that, yeah, we saw the memo, but we didn't act on it. And so as long as it's left into that realm, they're going to get off scot-free. You're going to have foolproof evidence that they acted on the memo and so on and so forth.
Real quick before we get into it, Chris, Tessa, great Scrabinator. By the way, we have a Scraby show 6 to 7 p.m. tonight. I work for a school district, and I can confirm we get funds from the lottery.
There it
awesome.
Is.
Awesome.
So that is a good thing to know.
Well, then use them more wisely.
Oh, okay. Okay. Go for it, Chris.
Thank you. All right, we got Scraby 7 and 4. I'm 6 and 5. We haven't done a lot of picks this week. Well, there's not much to choose from tonight. We do have the Mets and Braves playing in New York. Last night, Tony's favorite player, Juan Soto, a couple of home runs. 27th time that he's had a multi-home run game. Youngest ever to do that. So he continues to remind us of his great talent. Braves are favored, though, on the road tonight by 1.5 runs. Mets have been scuffling until last night. So, and they're tied with the Phillies now. The Phillies got swept by the Astros, by the way. Final score, 2-1, which means the powerful, great-hitting Phillies scored one run in all three games total. Just goes to show, the Padres aren't the only team that go into funks. It
I hope
does
they stay
happen.
In that funk for at least another week.
Yes, right. Padres will be there next week. All right, Grant Holmes against Griffin Canning are the pitching matchup. I'll take the Mets. They won last night. I think they're back on track. Scraby?
Grant Holmes is on a heater.
Okay.
He's on a heater.
Well,
and I love his
like
hair.
Rob Beck.
You picking him?
He does look like Rob Beck. I'm going Braves.
I think he struck out 15 last week, but he will not be facing the Rockies tonight.
And they lost that game, by the way.
They did, yeah.
Tony? And Enyo De Los Santos is the guy who did it.
Well, all right. Tony, hey. Do you like Braves -1.5 or the Mets?
Give me the Braves.
He's going Braves, too. Okay. Over under 8.5 runs. Scraby?
Over.
It's the only game we have to choose from tonight. Over?
Over. It's very hot.
Yeah, because Grant Holmes is on a heater, so you're going to bet over. I get it. Tony?
I didn't say it made sense, Chris.
No, not much that you do does.
Are you under then?
I'm going under.
Yet. I'm going to go under, too, because Scraby, my friend, told me that Grant Holmes is on a heater. Who gets more total bases tonight? Ronald Acuna Jr. or Juan Soto? Total bases do not include walks, for those that are wondering. This is all about singles, doubles, triples, home runs. Tony, who do you like here? More total bases, Acuna or Soto tonight?
Who's pitching for the Braves?
It is Grant Holmes and Griffin Canning for the Mets.
Canning.
Yes, Canning.
Yeah, give me Soto.
Yeah, I figured. Well, you know I won't take Soto.
It's unfortunate.
I know it is. Acuna. Scrape.
I'm looking at Grant Holmes. He has cooled off since his 15 strikeouts.
Oh, he's not on a heater anymore.
No. Against the Marlins last Saturday, he walked 5 and struck out 5.
That
went 5 2/3, but he still got the win. I'm going to go with Acuna. He's been pretty good since he's been back.
You got him. Indiana, FIVA, without Caitlin Clark, and that might be a good thing. Caitlin Clark has been really horrendous of late. Her last three games, she's shot like 2-for-30 from three-point range, and now she's sitting out with an injury tonight. Fever home to L.A. Sparks. Indiana still favored by 5.5. I think I go first. Come on, Kelsey Plum. I'll take the Sparks on the road. Scraby? Fever 7-7. The Sparks are 4-11, if you're wondering.
Fever.
Fever for you? Okay. Tony?
I'm going to go Sparks, baby.
Sparks it is. We got to talk about Caitlin Clark also. I don't know if we're going to have enough time in the show to get to everything, but that story just will never die with Caitlin Clark being involved with, you know, all of this chicanery on the court. And pushing and shoving and biting and
biting. Who's
not biting?
Biting,
I mean, that was just a like, phrase what? That got away from me there. Sorry, no biting.
Caitlin Clark did
hair
get
pulling.
Punched.
We've had some hair pulling.
Punched in the face.
She had an eye gouged. I wouldn't call that a punch.
Punch in the face.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
I think this is the problem right here. The way we are talking about it.
Right. Yeah.
I heard she got punched in the
face. Look at the play, and then you decide it was not. All right, Las Vegas Aces -7. Washington is the opponent. Both teams have about the same record, but Vegas is at home. Scraby, -7. The Aces. The Mystics are the other side here.
I'm going to go Mystics.
All right.
You know this is a guess for him.
Yeah. Tony, you want to break it down analytically here?
I'm waiting for the Aces to get going here. They've been kind of lackluster. I'm taking the Aces on
this. Yeah, they snapped a losing streak with a win the other night. I'll say the Aces. And finally, AJ Wilson of the Aces, -2 versus Kelsey Plum of Los Angeles. They're in different games, but how many points? Tony, you're first. You want AJ Wilson's points or you want Kelsey +2?
I want Asia's points.
Asia. Going against his own San Diegan there. I'll go Kelsey.
Sorry, Kelsey.
All right. Kelsey for me. And Scrape?
I will go Asia Wilson.
By the way, Tony, you would have loved this one the other day that Scraby. Well, we're off the clock again. Sorry, Scrab. It's been that day.
To 16 we go.
It happens sometimes. But Scraby brought to our attention a video of Kelsey Plum walking. Was it onto the bus?
It was onto a team bus.
The team bus.
Out of the hotel.
Onto the team bus. And there's some guy standing there with a book full of Kelsey Plum trading cards.
I saw that.
And she walks up and she's like, isn't there something wrong with this?
No, she said, find it weird?
Right, that's what it was. Don't you find this weird, like, that you're standing out here? And Scraby was none too pleased with Kelsey Plum for doing that, Tony. And I kind of agree with her.
You want more eyeballs on you?
Well.
You can't say no when you don't like it. Like.
All right, Tony, where do you come down on that for Kelsey?
I mean, listen. There is a such thing, like, you can go to the arena and, you know, do it while she's at work there. This is kind of like, I mean, to me, it's no different than showing up to someone's house, like standing outside waiting for them to come out and, you know.
Let me ask you this, Tony, when the Padre players walk from the hotel to the bus, do they run into fans?
They do.
Okay. And what do they do, just in general?
Do they go, this is weird?
Well, I don't know.
First, some grace here. Maybe this is not completely new to the WNBA in terms of people like outside of their hotels waiting for autographs. That being said, it happens a lot. And to be frank, not most of the time when it's at, there are occasions where guys sign, but a lot of times. This is their home away from home. So they get on the bus, they say, hey, I'll sign at the yard, and gotta sign at the yard.
Maybe that's what, you know, Kelsey can learn from that. Well, say, I'll sign at the yard and move on.
Yeah, I agree that waiting outside someone's hotel for however long.
Because to me, what she said
weird.
Is accurate. It is
it
weird
is, but
that you're
but
waiting
she's
out there.
Not, I'm sorry to say this, she's not allowed
to
be offended
is.
Because she is the player and a star player at
I think
that.
I think you're offended. I don't know that she was offended when she was like, isn't this weird? I mean, this is kind of like...
She said it turned her off.
My dad used to... I had to catch myself there. Used to give people a hard time.
Right.
On situations. Now, he would eventually sign it.
Yes, he would, but he would mention something.
He definitely wanted you to know
how
he was feeling about it at the time.
Yes, he did.
And I think that's fine. He didn't go, this is weird.
I think he did. I think he said this is weird.
It was his way of saying it was weird at the time. He just didn't use those particular words. He had the same sentiment, though.
And let me be clear. I don't hate Kelsey Plum.
I didn't say you did.
And she ended up signing the autograph.
Okay, what timeout? Didn't see you left that part out completely.
Oh yeah, she did sign one. Yeah,
it's the same exact thing. Then I thought she got on the bus and was like, "This is weird. This is making me uncomfortable." Blah blah blah. She actually signed.
No, she did come over and sign, and the guy said thank you. But the guy was also, the whole situation was strange. I agree, but sometimes you just can't say that.
It is strange. Tony's dad got asked for an autograph walking from a ballpark that he had just been ejected from the game back to his hotel across the street because there was no clubhouse at that minor league field.
Yeah.
And he was in his cleats and his uniform, and some lady came running up with a Wheaties box.
Yeah, that is also very...
And he, you know...
Poor
he did,
timing.
He at, did it, at, listen, but he at, did have to point out that this is a little weird.
Right, at dinners, at movie theaters.
See,
we stopped going to movie theaters. I mean, like... But I'm saying, where is it in? Like, how do you know
when you're officially with your team and you're doing team related things? They think it's totally fine. When you were at dinner, when you were at the grocery store, when you were at the movie theater.
How about if you're down in the lobby of the hotel in the room where the team is meeting and you're having some food?
Oh no, that's a no. That's a private thing.
Well, you said as long as they're with the team, it's okay.
Okay, well, that's a private thing. Like, you can't just walk into their breakfast and be like, hey, can I get an autograph?
You're arbitrarily deciding what is good or not.
No, I'm saying when it's work-related, like her walking to the bus, it's a little bit more acceptable than
work
someone...
Work has not started yet
coming
when you're
up,
walking to the bus.
Coming up to you at dinner and being like, can I get an autograph? I think that's extremely rude.
I think that the point is that she ended up signing. I think that's really the ultimate point, is that she signed. She just had to let my man know, hey, man, You got 27 cards of me in the same card.
That, okay. This is, the way you put it is a little strange.
This is a little weird. Just
that
saying.
Is.
We got to get to break. We're way past.
We're with you, Kelsey. Timeout on the floor. More Gwen and Chris after traffic.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Took 625 here in Cincinnati. 325 out in beautiful San Diego, I assume.
It is beautiful today. I will tell you, I took an extra moment to mention that to the lovely Lori on the way over to work. It is really nice today. And we shouldn't take it for granted.
The rest of this place, I can tell you where I'm at, the Midwest, East, all under... like extreme heat right
yeah.
now.
Yeah, heat advisory.
But the good thing, Tony, no humidity, so you're fine.
Yeah, yeah, that's a joke.
Where are you located right now in your studio? Are you like downtown area?
No. I took like 35, 40 minutes to
oh
get
my
up
goodness.
Over here.
I think I
traffic.
Know. I think I kind of know where you're at. There's a White Castle nearby, isn't there?
I think I might have seen a White Castle.
That's like
I'm
saying,
telling
that's
you.
Like saying there's a Starbucks nearby.
No, I used to
you're
live
in Cincinnati. There's a White Castle everywhere.
When I lived there in Cincinnati, there's a White Castle next to a radio station, and I walked into the radio station once a week asking for a job, and they asked me to stop walking in and send in my resume online. So
stop coming in here, please.
They're like, we've already told you we don't do the hiring here. You need to put it online.
We have a very short segment here, so what exactly was the plan here in terms
well,
of
I think
the
we
NFL?
Can update,
do we have enough time for the NFL?
Well, let's at least, no, we don't. We're going to do it at 4 o'clock
yeah, 4
today.
O'clock.
We're
going
to get 4:00. Into that, the collusion, the NFL collusion case, which is going to be blowing up even bigger and bigger, I think. So we'll get to that. But let's get two quick news items, and then we'll go on, Tony. One, Wander Franco, the disgraced... young Tampa Bay Rays shortstop, was found guilty today of sexual abuse of a minor in the Dominican Republic. He gets a suspended 2-year prison sentence. And did you say something else, Greg? No, you said...
yeah, the mother...
It's a two-year prison sentence, but it's suspended.
Yes.
Which means he's basically on probation for those 2 years.
Correct.
If he does anything at all, then he goes right to jail.
Yes, yes.
Correct.
So now does this... I don't know. I'm looking too far
ahead. He's not allowed...
any baseball?
He needs a work visa. I was reading Jeff Passan just now. He needs a work visa. It's likely not to be approved because of the conviction.
Okay.
So he probably won't be able to play in Major League Baseball because he can't get into the country legally.
Yes. But he has called the Cleveland Browns and is seeing if there's an opening there.
Man.
Sorry. That was low-hanging fruit.
Initially, when you said Browns, I was like, he didn't mean it. He must have meant Guardians.
No, I meant the Browns.
No, I figured as I let my mind kind of work through it, it was like, oh, no, that was a little sentence.
Also, another disgraced athlete, Justin Tucker, former Baltimore Ravens kicker, has been suspended by the NFL for 10 weeks. He doesn't have employment at the moment.
So does that mean that he did something? That they're suspending him? Is this a, is remember this an admission of guilt?
No, remember the NFL doesn't. You don't have to be convicted of anything for them.
True, but in their individual findings, did they find that he did this stuff? And
we
that's why
we haven't heard from their report yet.
Has there been has any of the legal proceedings in that begun?
I don't think there are.
I don't think there are any.
Oh, there are none.
No.
Yeah. Well, so all right.
I'm gonna have to
one of the massage therapists said, "I don't think it's enough," and said, "Tucker's agent, we're disappointed with the decision." So you could have expected
imagine being
those
that
comments
guy defending Justin Tucker.
Well, they're going to continue to claim that all of this was made up, and you know, who are we to ever know for sure? I don't know that we ever will. All right.
That was it. I didn't know where to go with that.
That was it. Yeah, there's nowhere else. Well, we've kind of kicked it around a bunch of times. Short segment's over, Tom.
He is going to be able to, while not being under contract with a team. So if he goes 10 weeks without a team, he could he's just off suspension. Someone could sign him off the street.
There you go.
Again, hello, Browns. They might as well get them all.
Do they need a kicker?
They might by then.
Let's get to break. On the other side, little 30-mile zone coming Woo-hoo! Your way. We'll see what Mr. Scraby has in store for us. More Gwen and Chris on the other side.
Back to it. We go. 336, Chris Ello here. Matt Scraby here. Tony Gwynn Jr. in the Queen City, Cincinnati, Ohio. Padres doing absolutely nothing today, but they have just, moments ago, moved into sole possession of second place in the National League West. The Giants lose again to the Miami Marlins. Marlins complete the sweep. 12-5 was the final today. Devers did homer for San Fran, but you know.
Wasn't enough, huh?
Yeah, the old best laid plans, Tony, right? The Giants were the ones that went out. Big deal. Devers, it's a little too early to rate the trade. But, you know, they've lost 4-6. So it's early in the Devers process. But they do get swept by the Marlins. Giants are on their way to face the White Sox this weekend. So Padres better be on their P's and Q's. Dodgers beat the Rockies 3-1 today. They complete a sweep, which is not a shock to anybody. The Rockies officially reached the halfway point at 18-63, which puts them on pace for 36 wins, which would be the worst season ever. Last night, Scraby brought this up, but this encapsulates the Rockies. It starts raining in the sixth inning of a scoreless game, two on for the Dodgers. Max Muncy hits a routine pop-up on the infield to ostensibly end the inning. The second baseman, I think it was Tyro Estrada's, looking into the raindrops trying to see the ball. Michael Tolia, the first baseman, is not looking up. He's looking over at the second baseman to watch him make the catch. Well, the ball almost landed on Tolia's head at first base. I mean, that's how badly Estrada had misjudged it. And, of course, two runs scored on the play, and the Dodgers went on to win last night.
This was yesterday, right?
That was yesterday's game,
I got to pull this up because
it is kind of comical because Tolia's like, whoa.
It sounds comical.
Yeah, the ball just bounces right next to him, and he's away. I mean, these are the Rockies.
By the way, I went back and looked at the Flores deal. Like, what was he so upset? He punched out. He was so mad. Starting, like, getting benches cleared.
I think Scraby's trying to stir something up.
No, he definitely caused people to come out.
Yeah, okay. You didn't understand
he was
upset. Okay. Didn't see it. But down go the Gigantes.
Of course, they don't have the clip readily available. So
the Max Muncy. It's Muncy popping up. I don't know what they would call it, a two-run single by Muncy. But Muncy had another grand slam last night as well, his second in a few days.
I don't like it. He's heating up.
Actually working for him.
He's been much better the last month or so. All right, let's check some traffic, make sure everybody gets around okay out there, and then Scraby's going to take us to the 30-mile zone.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
If you don't know your sports gossip, can you really call yourself a sports fan? It's time to bring together sports and celebrity gossip. We call it the 30-mile zone, mainly so we don't get sued by the real company. On 97.3 The Fan.
All right, we're
real quick, I went and looked at the video. It is quite hilarious. In Tolia's defense, because the way Chris described it, yeah, the ball was in there, and he's just looking at...
Staring at the second baseman.
Well,
the second baseman's looking in the air like, where did it go?
He initially, Tolia does look up for it, but he can't find it from the very beginning.
Right, so he just gives up looking for it.
And he's looking, and the ball literally almost hit him in his head. Like, it bounced in front of him.
I loved it.
It was hilarious. Yeah, at some point, they both, Rockies. If you froze the video, they're both like this in different areas with their hands.
With their hands over their head, yeah, like protecting themselves.
Yeah, that's going to be a
Rockies
long...
Rockies are going to rock.
It's going to be a long video at the end of the year of Colorado Rockies.
When they
mishaps.
Describe the 2025 Rockies, that clip will 100% be one of the clips they show.
Yeah, pretty sure.
All right, let's get into it. So we're going to go sports, and then we're going to get into this mega wedding that's happening in Italy with Jeff Bezos and his fiance.
Oh, here he goes. He's standing on his soapbox.
Oh, my goodness.
He's just upset.
Didn't even get married.
What, are you upset you didn't get invited? What does it matter?
No, I'm upset that... We'll talk about why I'm upset. Because right. This is a... I don't... quote Bernie Sanders often, but
we'll
he said
there.
This is absurd, and it is.
All right,
obscenely absurd.
All right, wait your turn. Get the other stuff in.
Let's start with Ace Bailey. He was drafted by the Utah Jazz last night in the NBA draft, and everybody was kind of surprised because a report emerged from ESPN before the draft saying that the team was not on his list of preferred destinations, and he had his fingers crossed that the Nets, Pelicans, or Wizards would draft him. The Jazz drafted him anyway, and here is what he had to say about being drafted by the Jazz.
Ace, there was a lot of speculation that built up in your draft process. You know, you seem pretty happy to me to be going to Utah. What do you say to people that maybe just don't believe that?
I mean, I can control what I control, so how they feel. But to my team and me, me focusing on the basketball and them doing what they're doing, so it happens.
He didn't actually answer the question, or he didn't actually dispel any rumors that he didn't want to go
there,
right?
Somebody told him no matter what they ask you, just say that you and your team are really excited about the season.
That's a good answer.
Yeah,
but...
no matter what they say. I thought that Ace Bailey was only the second most interesting selection in the draft yesterday from Rutgers. And I'll tell you why. Tony, you're going to laugh at this one. The second pick in the draft last night after Cooper Flagg...
Harper, right?
...was a guy named Dylan Harper, also from Rutgers.
Oh, gosh, I sent you guys a text earlier. That's why, Tony.
Yeah, that's why he sent that. Scraby went scrambling to find a little bio information on Dylan Harper.
I wanted to find out if he was Ron Harper's son, which
yes,
he did
You did find that out eventually.
He is Ron Harper's son.
You did find that eventually. But before you found that out, you also found that there's an adult film actress with the same name.
Yes.
And Scraby ended up on her webpage.
That's why I texted you guys that tweet, because Bill Simmons broke it down.
I loved it, Scraby.
And yes.
I didn't know what that tweet was. I was like, why is he sending me Bill Simmons stuff?
Yeah, yeah. No, that was why, because I... No, the certainly photo... came up on some not safe for work photos yesterday.
He didn't send us one of those, but he did send us a picture of the other Dylan Harper. So
yes,
thank you for clearing that up.
Thank
for
you. Yes, Andre, that is funny though. I did hear about that from a couple friends. Like, oh hey, now we know who your favorite is. I'm like, hey, I didn't even know. I just typed in the name. Okay. So yeah, Ace Bailey. What do you think, Tony? Do you think?
I think we don't actually know. This is what happens in these situations, right? It was rumored. We know that he canceled his workout with the 76ers. But then it began a rumor that he had just been canceling all workouts. And then there was a rumor that he wanted money to attend a workout or something along those lines. We don't actually know. And I think Chris is 100% right. I think he was coached up. And remember, this is a 19-year-old, 20-year-old kid. Coming out of one year of college basketball.
I don't know how many years, but yeah, he's young.
One. He's a freshman. One he's and done.
So I mean, like,
yeah, give him credit. He got through it.
He's not trained at doing this very often, and I'm sure if he has success in this league, he'll get better and better and better. I mean, let's look at Anthony Edwards. As raw as Anthony Edwards is, he was even rawer his rookie year. Like he had. He's got a little bit of polishing. And I think all these guys work through it. Go back to look at Giannis Antetokounmpo. He was not very good when he had to get in front of the camera his first year. Now, he's got charisma. He's got all that stuff. That comes later. But all in all, congratulations to the young man.
Yes. Next story before we get into the wedding. This is a really sad one. And I'm just bringing it up because I want to bring awareness. But Dwight Howard's dog was killed in an alleged hit and run over the weekend. So apparently what happened, he wants the public's help because he said that the person hit his dog and then drove off. Can't find who it is. He said, I need answers and I won't stop searching until I find out what happened to my beautiful Sunday. And he has all these pictures with his dog. He looks very happy with his dog. Makes me kind of want to cry a little bit right now. He said in a post, you were my peace, my protector, a reminder of everything beautiful and calm, just like those early Sunday mornings. And here's a picture, Chris, with him kissing his cute dog. And
yeah, I don't really even like to imagine this stuff.
It looks kind of like a German Shepherd a little bit, maybe a Shepherd mix, but it's very sad, and again, I'm bringing this up because people are mean and horrible and all the above.
Unfortunately, but, you can find stories like this too often.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, no good.
All right, next one. Another...
Stop doing that out there, people, please.
Yes. Another terrible story. Dylan the villain might have found who the actual villain is in his family, and it's his wife, or the mother of his children, I should say.
What?
Yes. He filed for...
This is very TMZ for you.
Yes. Okay. Dylan Brooks filed for a temporary restraining order in L.A. Wednesday, saying that Heather Andrews, who shares a 5-year-old and 2-year-old with, has destroyed his belongings, hacked into his social media accounts, and even once threatened to cut off his fingers. And he has the text messages to prove it. She said in one of the messages, I'll have someone cut each one of your bleeping little fingers off one by one so you can never play basketball, LOL. And actually, I'm not even going to read the rest of that.
LOL?
Yeah, she said LOL.
That is funny. Boy, I'm going to...
So you can never play basketball, all caps, LOL.
Hilarious.
And you know what? I'm just going to throw her under the bus because she texted it. And she goes on to say in that text, and actually now I understand why people are racist. So you could hear a little bit of what this person is all about. She said, I'm going to have you hurt. Anyway, long story short, he's filed a restraining order against him, and it's not a good situation for him whatsoever. And sounds
terrible. Is there a question in here?
No. No, I'm just bringing it up.
Thank you, Scraby, for bringing that up. I don't know what kind of guy Dylan the villain is off the court, right? Is anybody...
Wait, I'm sorry. He said his lead into this was Dylan the villain may have found out who the real villain is.
That was a good lead-in.
Wow.
Yeah. That was a good lead-in.
Okay.
Well. Maybe this is why he's so angry on the court. He goes home and the mother of his children is threatening to cut off his fingers so he can't play basketball anymore. LOL.
Yeah, that's diabolical.
She that sounds pretty diabolical. She sounds a little batty.
I would like to get to know Dylan the villain a little. You know, like, is he a bad guy or is he just a really good guy that goes out on the court and takes on a persona?
I can't answer that, Chris.
Yeah, I'm not
I
sure.
I don't know him either.
You know, these type of issues, man, when you start, when these two worlds collide here, it can get a little ugly at times.
Certainly and, can.
This certainly seems like it's headed down that direction.
Yeah, it does. All right, Jeff Bezos' wedding.
He's been dying to get to this.
Wait, can we get one more in before that?
Yeah, go for it.
This again. I saw it about a week ago. If you haven't seen it,
this
call your
attention. This is a breaking news segment, Chris.
I know, but I'm calling your attention to this. Find the video of Adrian Peterson getting in a fight with another guy while they're playing poker. It is out of control, number one. Number two, Adrian Peterson takes the worst of it, at least from what you can see on camera. And watch the video because you'll laugh. But I understand, Tony, if you saw the video, they got angry with each other during an actual, you know, just a poker hand. Something happened that upset them to the point where they were throwing blows. And then when it was over, they went back and finished their game of poker.
But what? They finished it?
They did.
That's how it used to go down back in the day.
They just fought it out, and then they went back and sat down and finished up. But you need to see this video. You'll get a good chuckle.
All right.
Because Adrian takes one right on the kisser.
Right on the kisser.
He does. Yeah.
Pow, right in the kisser.
Yeah. All right, go ahead.
That was worth it, Chris. Thank you.
That was fun.
Jeff Bezos or Bezos, I don't even care how his name is pronounced, but the people...
You should pronounce this man's name right.
The people of Venice are very unhappy with him.
Venice, Italy, not Venice.
Yes, not California.
Venice, right.
Okay.
Venice, Italy, they put up a big sign because his wedding was supposed to be there, and then he had to relocate because so many people were angry, but it says, if you can rent Venice for your wedding, you can pay more tax. And I agree with that 1,000%. Jeff Bezos is net worth is $227 billion. Apparently, upwards of 90 private planes are flying in for this wedding. It's going to cost between $23 and $34 million, according to sources. And
it's going to cost who that much?
Bezos, yeah, which is nothing to him, obviously. Okay. But what's his face? Bernie Sanders' comments, and I don't have them anymore.
That was the whole idea of this story, was to get Bernie's
By the way,
comments.
Tom Brady is going to the wedding. I don't know why Tom needs to go to the wedding.
Oh, so he can't. Tom's now allowed to go to the wedding, got invited?
Correct.
You should say, nah, man, I can't come screaming.
Why would Tom Brady need to go to this wedding? Why?
Perhaps.
All right, so Bernie Sanders said it's obscene oligarchy. And he had a real tax rate, and I know we're getting into weird waters here.
Yes, we are.
He had a weird tax rate of 1.1%, but he said they should. He said while 60% live paycheck to paycheck and kids go hungry, Jeff Bezos, worth $230 billion, goes to Venice on his $500 million yacht for a $20 million wedding and spends $5 million on a ring, while his real tax rate is just 1.1%. End this oligarchy, says Bernie Sanders. So the claim actually...
So Bernie's tweet had, or comment had less to do with the actual wedding than
right.
it
he
did
just wants
with...
The, he wants rich people to pay bigger taxes.
Okay, well, I had to bring up the wedding to get into this conversation.
But that didn't have anything to do with the wedding, though. But go ahead.
Yeah, there's a lot of people. You know what? I don't want to go political at all.
I think you kind of do, honestly.
No, I don't. And that's the worst, you know. But here's my point. I'm looking at a picture of Bernie Sanders' residence. He's doing okay, too. So, you know, these people that are critical of rich people, normally a lot of them are very rich themselves. They're not looking in the mirror very well. But let's move past that, hopefully.
His house is like, relatively small.
Okay.
It's a reasonable house.
Okay.
Relatively
small. You think Bernie Sanders is scrounging for cash?
I do not, no.
Okay.
No.
So I think it's kind of, you know, I think it's a little.
But do you think a guy who makes $230 billion?
Here's what I think of a person who makes $230 billion. Okay, here's what I think of that.
What?
There are 8 billion people on this earth. Jeff Bezos could easily give each of us $1 billion. No?
Say that one more time.
Okay, wait.
I thought there was
a billion, right?
Oh, wait a minute. Wait. No, my math is
fine. How many people are in the world?
8 billion.
8 divided by 230.
Right. So he could give us all a lot of money.
I'm not saying that he has to give us money.
He settled on a lot of money.
Yeah, we just have to go to a lot of money.
It's a real Matt Scravey move right there.
That was a Matt Scravey move.
Like, once I start panicking live on the air, I just go in a different direction.
Yeah, that was a good save.
I know that, yes, he can do whatever he wants, but I just think it is an obscene amount of money to be spending $34 million on a wedding.
It's not to him.
And the carbon footprint of 90 private jets flying in there.
Why you save the carbon footprint for last? You should have led with that.
Should have led with that. We're not going to do Chris versus fans on the other side. We're actually going to talk about this.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.